Hi there, how are you doing? My name's Paul Freeman, thanks for your company. And we're going to have a quiz today to do with the UK. And what I'm going to do is give you really silly, cryptic clues to places around the UK. Let me give you an example. If I said a humorous person in horse's home, well, a humorous person is a wit, a horse's home is a stable, Whitstable would be the answer. Just like that. We'll give you these in blocks of five, give you a chance to have a think about them, have a little bit of music, then I'll give you the answers. So let's get started. Don't forget, cryptic clues, silly cryptic clues to well-known places. Might be a town, might be a place within a town, might be a stately home. Who knows? We'll find out as we go along. Here's your first one. Number one, Recent Fort. Recent Fort, well-known town, city, if you like. A recent fort, nice easy one to get us started. Number two, a vital organ in swimming place. Vital organ in swimming place. Number three, not an old funeral. Not an old funeral. Another very well-known town, not an old funeral. Going to the West Country for the next one. Number four, pub missile between the teeth. Pub missile between the teeth. And number five, your love weighs 1,000 kilograms. Your love weighs 1,000 kilograms. See if you can work those out. Got the answer to those first five? Let's find out. Number one, recent fort. Well, recent is new. Fort is a castle. Newcastle. Number two, vital organ in swimming place. Well, the vital organ was your liver. Swimming place is a pool. Liverpool. Nice and easy, aren't they? Number three, not an old funeral. A little bit harder. Not an old, so it's new. Funeral, bury. New bury. Number four, pub missile between the teeth. Pub missile is a dart. between the teeth is your mouth. Dot mouth. And number five, one that makes me smile, your love weighs 1,000 kilograms. Well, your love is your darling. 1,000 kilograms is a ton, or a ton if you like. Darling ton. Now you're getting the idea, here's another five. Number six, inquire about where to cross the river. Inquire about where to cross the river. Slightly trickier. Number seven, the little blonde doll is able to do it. Now this is a place in London. Extra clue there. The little blonde doll is able to do it, a place in London. Number eight, tap little pieces off old motorbike. Tap little pieces off old motorbike. Number nine, keep your headgear in the meadow. Keep your headgear in the meadow. And this is a well-known collection of buildings. We'll give you that extra clue. Monarch studies here. Monarch studies here. Leave those with you.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them. Fever, if you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
Right, here's the answers from number six onwards. Number six, inquire about where to cross the river. That is, what ford? What ford? Number 7, I like this one. The Little Blonde Doll Is Able to Do It. I told you it was a place in London. Barbie Can. The Barbican in London. Number 8, Tap Little Pieces Off Old Motorbike. Chipping Norton. Tap Little Pieces Off Old Motorbike. Chipping Norton. Number 9, Keep Your Headgear in the Meadow. Fairly easy one. Your headgear is your hat. Meadow is a field. Hatfield was the answer we were after. And number 10, Monarch Studies Here. Well, that's King's College at Cambridge. Where they have the carols from on Christmas Eve. King's College. Here's your next 5. Number 11, Small Sheep and Little Elizabeth's Posh Home. Okay, Small Sheep and Little Elizabeth's Posh Home. Another place in London. Number 12, Your Old Mum at the Garden Entrance. Your Old Mum at the Garden Entrance. Next one I like, The Parrot and a Spanish Dog. The Parrot and a Spanish Dog. It's in the West Country. Number 14, The First Pope's Land. The First Pope's Land. Number 15, Frozen Precipitation on College Professor. Frozen Precipitation on College Professor. See if you can come up with those answers.
Well, now, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now listen, everybody, cause I'm talking to you. The Lord is the only one to carry you through. You better get ready, cause I'm telling you why. The Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. Going down the valley, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. How you gonna feel about the things you'll say on that judgment day? Well, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning a-coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now you get your Holy Bible in the back of the book. The book of Revelations is the place you look. If you understand it and you can if you try. The Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. A-reading in the Bible on the things he said. He said he's coming back again to raise the dead. Are you gonna be among the chosen few? Or will you make it through? Well, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a-singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning a-coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning a-coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Answer time. Number 11, Small Sheep and Little Elizabeth's Posh Home. Well, a small sheep is a lamb. Little Elizabeth is sometimes Beth. Posh Home is a palace. It's Lambeth Palace. The Archbishop of Canterbury's place in London, Lambeth Palace. Number 12, Your Old Mum at the Garden Entrance. Fairly easy. Your old mum is your ma. Garden Entrance is a gate. Margate. Next one I like, The Parrot and a Spanish Dog. Well, a parrot's often called Poll, isn't it? Or Polly, Poll. Spanish Dog is a Perro, Poll Perro, in the West Country. Number 14, The First Pope's Land. Well, the first pope was Peter. Land is a field, Peter's Field. Number 15, Frozen Precipitation on College Professor. Well, that's Snowdon, Snowdon. Here's your next 5. Number 16, Beach Material Covers Lady Wizard. Beach Material Covers Lady Wizard. Number 17, quite an easy one. Motorway charge in a rain pool. Motorway charge in a rain pool. I think it's in Dorset. Number 18, big white bird gets older. Big white bird gets older. Number 19, tree trunks kept in storage. Tree trunks kept in storage. And number 20, the daily grind soaks it up. The daily grind soaks it up. A couple of easy ones in there.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. 'Tis twilight time. When purple-colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue air. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last, at twilight time.
Here's some answers for you. Number 16, beach material covers Lady Wizard. Sand, that's the beach material. Lady Wizard is a witch. Sandwich. Number 17, motorway charge in a rain pool. Well, the motorway charge is a toll. Rain pool is a puddle. Toll puddle, where the martyrs came from. Number 18, still in Dorset. Big white bird gets older. Swan age. Swan age. Number 19, tree trunks kept in storage. Well, the tree trunks is wood, kept in storage is stock, wood stock. Just near Oxford. Here's some more for you. Number 20, the daily grind. In fact, I've got to give the answer to number 20. Number 20, the daily grind soaks it up. Daily grind is work, soaks it up is sop, work sop. Here's some more posers. Number 21. One of the flower pot men is large. We're back to London for this one. One of the flower pot men is large. Number 22, 45 degrees on the briny. Slightly tougher. 45 degrees on the briny. Number 23, Portal for Marshall Dillon's Right-Hand Man. Portal for Marshall Dillon's Right-Hand Man. Number 24, America's Spaceman Starts a Company. America's first spaceman starts a company. And number 25, Chopper gets member of the government. Chopper gets member of the government. One or two slightly trickier ones there.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket.
Save it for your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy,
save it for a rainy, rainy, rainy day.
For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might. It's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Here we come, the answers 21 through to 25. Number 21, one of the flower pot men is large. That's Big Ben. Fairly easy one there. Number 22, 45 degrees on the briny. Well, 45 degrees is an angle, and the briny is the sea, Anglesey. Number 23, portal for Marshall Dillon's right-hand man, Dorchester. Okay, Dorchester. Number 24, America's first spaceman starts a company. Well, that's Glenn, do you remember him? And Coe, Glenn Coe, up in Scotland. Number 25, Chopper gets member of the government, Axminster. I know it should be minister, but it's Axminster was the answer we needed. Here's your last five, 26 through to 30. Number 26, Irish cream whiskey is not young. This is a building in London. Irish cream whiskey is not young. Number 27, ladies' underwear in small street. Ladies' underwear in small street, another place in London. Number 28, holiday journey around lock opener. Holiday journey around a lock opener. 29, a small carpet and stinging insect. That's a nice easy one. Small carpet and a stinging insect. And your last one, lots of ruined ships cook the bacon. Okay, your last one, number 30, lots of ruined ships cook the bacon. Give the answer to those after this next bit of music.
Across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance. Water all around it, everywhere. Tropical trees and the salty air. But for me, the thing that's awaiting there, romance.
Seems so distant, 26 miles away, resting in the water serene. I'd work for anyone, even the Navy, who would float me to my island green.
26 miles so near yet far, I'd swim with just some water wings and my guitar. I could leave the wings, but I'll leave the guitar for romance, romance. Romance, romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance.
A tropical heaven out in the ocean, covered with trees and girls. If I have to swim, I'll do it forever, till I'm gazing on those island pearls.
40 kilometers in a leaky old boat, any old thing that'll stay afloat. When we arrive, we'll all promote romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance.
Right, here's the answers to the last five. First one, Irish cream whiskey is not young. Well, the answer to that is Old Bailey. Number 27, ladies' underwear in Small Street. Well, that's Petticoat Lane. I gave you the clue that it was in London. Number 28, holiday journey around Lock Opener. Well, that's tour, the holiday journey. Lock Opener is a key, tour key. Number 29, a nice easy one, small carpet and stinging insect, rugby, rugby. And your last one, lots of ruined ships cook the bacon. Well, the ruined ships are Rex, cook bacon is ham, Rex ham. Well, I hope you enjoyed that bit of nonsense, nothing too taxing there. Join me again next time. This is Paul Freeman saying thanks for your company, bye for now.